it is Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hey, The Bird Show.
I got some emails yesterday from people that thought that Jon Bon Jovi was aloof with us, or just like...
I did too.
You did too?
Uh-huh. I thought so.
I didn't feel that. I just thought he was like cool rock star.
I thought he was either tired or aloof.
You thought?
Uh-huh.
Well, how about you, Melissa? What'd you think?
I thought he just seemed like he was tired. You know, like he wasn't, as connected with us as I kind of expected.
Well, he felt connected after Jeff asked him out, for sure. That's an interview that he'll never forget. Never. Jon Bon Jovi yesterday on The Bert Show on all the hits, Q100.
Shot through the heart, and you're
forget how many damn great songs Bon Jovi has. Let's go ahead and just list some of them here. Runaway, Shot Through the Heart, Always, Bad Medicine, Bed of Roses, Blaze of Glory, I'll Be There for You, I'm Starting to Get Tired, Lay Your Hands on Me, Living on a Prayer, Runaway, Wanted Dead or Alive, You Give Love a Bad Name, Never Say Goodbye. Jon Bon Jovi joining the Bert Show now on all the hits, Q100. How was
good
that for a big
morning.
Intro? How'd we do?
Very good,
bro. That was a cool big intro?
Yeah, it was pretty hot.
Thanks.
You didn't even get to the 90s, you know? You forgot about It's My Life and Everything. And,
well,
yeah,
there's
not
some,
bad.
There's 30-somethings in the room, so we're just going back to our, you know,
we're
80s days.
Stuck in the 80s.
I see everybody's puffing their hair up really big in the
studio
right now. Lots of hairspray.
I'm ripping my jeans right now.
Right on.
You know, Jon, as I was going through this list of incredible songs that you guys have had, like, over the last three decades, at one point or another, you kind of have to look at your success, and you've had to say, why me and why us?
Every day.
Have you ever been able to answer it?
Yeah, I lie to myself. You know, I have the applause track playing in my house when I pat myself on the back. You know, I have... The truth of the matter is, you wrote songs that people liked. And you continue to try to do that. And even at this point, you call radio and you talk to friends and you do what you got to do. You tour, you pack up the suitcase and you get out there. And that's what it's all about, really.
Are there days that you guys are still insecure by your success?
Every single day.
Really?
Really?
In what way?
I was on the stage getting the AMA, and I'll tell you an honest to God story. As I sat up there on that stage and went, wow, why me? And is anybody going to care? And, you know, when you see all your peers give you a big standing ovation and, you know, do all that kind of stuff, you think, that's incredible. You sort of look over your shoulder and expect them to want to have given it to Bono, not Bon Jovi, you know?
So after all these years, you still get nervous by performing in front of all those people?
Not nervous, but it's more of a, you know, is it deserved? Do people really like it, or are they just jiving you?
See, I think that humility is part of your charm, because the question I have for you is, I know that throughout your career, I mean, you've hung with the same friends, you've been in the same relationship, and I'm curious, now that you're a veteran of the music industry and look at the people coming up who were, you know, a little overwhelmed by all their exposure, I mean, how did you protect your family, you know, and your friends from that?
There comes a time in a career, and some of those that are looked as being around now are 5-year careers. But when the exposure is too much, and that's a very difficult time for any artist. And someone like me couldn't tell someone like that, here's how you get over it. Because each and every one of these artists has to go through it on his own terms. But the truth is you wish somebody would sit you down and say, hey, you'll get through this, here's how you do it. It just doesn't happen, unfortunately. And then it's a character builder. You know, there's some bands that got through it. Ask what happened to Guns N' Roses. They could have been the Rolling Stones. You know, it didn't work.
Do you see any band now, or do you think music taste has changed so much that can have a career like you guys in three different decades? Or
I don't know if there'll be another band that sells 100 million records from the next generation of bands, but because of the downloading and the file sharing and the burning and retail being what it is, I don't know. I really don't know. And it's honestly, we talk on, you know, top 40 stations and hot AC stations and rock stations too, but what of those formats is going to play the next Bob Dylan?
Mm-hmm.
It's not easy.
John Bon Jovi on The Burt Show on all the hits, Q100.
You said you guys have made it through all these generations. Has Bon Jovi ever been close to breaking up for good?
We were tired, but we never did. There was never a reason to break up. There was never, I hate you, or you stole my money, or you slept with my sister, or something like that. It was after the fourth album, when we were at that crossroads, as I describe other artists go through, I certainly had to take a two-year hiatus, do the Young Guns record, figure out what in the world did I want to get into this for. And with the help of others, we got through that hump. But there was never a discussion about breaking up or I hate you or anything. It was just, let's clear our heads and do other things and then refocus on a new direction for the band. And fortunately for us, that new direction was Keep the Faith in a different record stylistically, so that when our peers were being pushed out by the Seattle movement, we continued on another road and were, you know, as successful.
John Bon Jovi on The Burt Show.
Okay, you're still such a sex symbol for so many women. I want to know how you've stayed so good looking throughout the years. What are your beauty secrets?
How do you answer a question like that?
Well, you say things like that, I'm gagging, so that can be interpreted as being bulimic, I
guess. Do you not see yourself gagging as a good looking guy?
I don't know. Christ, I'm Dorian Gray. I've got the painting in my attic when I really look like.
I get it.
Yeah, it's over my head. I've barely even got my GED.
Oh, you know, you guys don't know that story. But, you know, thanks, I guess. You know, who knows? It's good genes. Thank my father and mother, I guess.
Good genes and good hair care products.
And good jeans. Levi's, you know, whatever it takes.
Right.
John, before I turn it over to Jeff Dollar here, who very well could be your biggest fan ever, I just want to ask you one thing about the relationship with your wife, because as I understand it, the story goes something like, you guys dated in high school, the band starts to do really well, then you and, at that point, your girlfriend, I guess, decide to go different ways, and I think the assumption is that you wanted to kind of live that rock and roll lifestyle for a while. Then you decided it wasn't for you, and you get back with what will be your current wife. Is that simplifying it too much?
No, that's about it.
Yeah?
Yeah, it was about a six-month period in my life, yeah.
And what did you find out about yourself and about the world in those 6 months?
It's a lot of fun. Too much fun for me.
So why go back then?
I knew a good deal when I had one. This was a lot better than playing that Holly Weird game. It wasn't for me. I didn't feel comfortable in that setting.
Are you amazed by guys in your industry that can do that for 30 years?
You know, no. It is, it's different strokes, I guess. But, you know, it just wasn't me. It's not that unique a story, but I'd rather get up and see the same wife and like the four kids and the life I have than just the other way. It's that got a little old quick.
Hey, John, I just have a question for you. They've been talking about this all morning on the show, and they're making a big deal about it, and I don't think it's that big of a deal. I made some notes because they got me very nervous. So if you don't mind. You guys said you wouldn't laugh.
Clearing my throat.
John, I'm a longtime fan, and I respect your talent and your dedication to your career. I'm happily married. I've got a stable job. I've got lots of friends who could vouch for me as a normal person.
Stable job, I'd question. It's radio.
That's true.
Go ahead.
I know you're very busy, especially with all the promotional stuff for $100 million, and I don't want to take any time away from your family, but I would love to buy you lunch or dinner sometime in the near future. You pick the date. You what?
Free food? Atlanta? Okay.
No, I'll come to you.
I don't want you in Jersey, but when I'm in Atlanta, we can do it.
Well, no. Because, see, here's the deal. You pick.
See, if you were in Jersey, they'd call you a stalker.
I know, but I'm not.
Or a relative, one or the other.
He said yes in Atlanta, Jeff.
But they're not touring to support $100 million. And then what happens by the time you come around here, you're going to forget about me.
You're not making Jeff feel very special.
John, you pick the date, the time, the place, and I will be there for you. These five words,
What a good guy. We'll have to work something out, Jeff. We'll have you come and then come to a show or something like that. Well, I'll let you buy me a beer. Hell yeah.
Seriously, yes. So yes?
Mm-hmm.
So you're saying yes?
I said yes.
Okay, leave it at that, Jeff.
Back away from the microphone.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm trying not to say anything else, but I'm in here with John Bon Bon Jovi. And you know what? I don't want Richie there hogging any of your time. I want it just to be you and I.
Oh, my goodness. Is there something you want to tell the audience?
For you, you would switch teams, right? For John Bon Jovi, you switch teams?
No way. I'm having a beer with him. It's very manly.
Okay.
Thank you, John, and I'm going to hold you to that.
Okay, not a problem.
Hold on, and I'll get your cell phone number.
And your address.
Hey, John, tell us about the new album. I looked at all the cuts on this thing yesterday, and what are there, like 420 songs on it?
Yeah, there's 50 songs, 38 which have never been heard by anybody. Oh. And 12 rarities that only Looney Tunes like Jeff would have that are very rare. And so it's a pretty unique set. You know, I've jokingly been saying if the plane went down, that'd be my next 5 albums. So our vaults were really deep. And it was a record I've wanted to put out for a long time because I liked the songs, but they weren't right for certain albums. And so a milestone like the 100 millionth album and the 20-year anniversary was a good opportunity to do it.
Is this the case where you can only put so many songs on albums that these are the ones that didn't make the cuts off the first album? I hope it's not doing it any disjustice by saying that.
No, there was every album, once we really got our bearings about how to make records, to be honest with you, but every album needs a beginning, a middle, and an end. And they're supposed to read like stories and thematically stay consistent. And then there's periods in your life where you wrote a song that you said, well, this would have been great for the last record, but I'm past this now. Track one on the first CD is a song called You Couldn't Live Without Me, So Why Aren't You Dead? And much in the vein of the kinds of songs like You Give Love a Bad Name, when we used to write, you know, the real tongue-in-cheek kind of goofy rock song. By the time we wrote it, which was post-Young Guns and pre-Keep the Faith, things had changed for us. We knew that we were going to have to write songs like Keep the Faith and I Believe after the L.A. riots and what was going on with the change in the administration with Clinton being elected into office. We knew that we were changing. America was changing. So we started writing a little more socially conscious song, and things like that couldn't make the record. And it was time, but if that was on New Jersey, it probably would have been a big hit.
I'm such a simpleton because I never assume that this kind of thought goes into which songs are going to be on an album. I'm so stupid, I guess, about this whole thing that I just assume you guys put together a whole list of songs. It's a very easy cut process. Like, okay, these are the 12 best ones that we've got right now. We all take a vote on it. We'll all say aye, and then they go on the album.
But no,
there's a whole bunch of other thought that goes into it, huh?
Yeah, quite a bit. You know, you have to really feel where you are at that point in your life. I still love singing You Give Love a Bad Name, but I wouldn't have wanted to do, you know, Why Aren't You Dead come the time to Keep the Faith. I was just at a different place in my life.
John Bon Jovi, great talking to you this morning. Jeff,
thank you all. I appreciate it very much. And Jeff, I owe you that beer.
No, I'm buying it for you.
And okay, fair you, enough. And I have expensive tastes.
If we have a good first beer, then you can buy me another one.
Nice talking to you, John.
All right, all the best, guys.
Bye now.
Hey, The Bird Show.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.